and it's time for your comments. We're going to focus this morning on your comments about coverage of a major Supreme Court case. Our own Nina Totenberg reported on a New Hampshire law that says if you're a minor and want to get an abortion, you have to notify your parents first. That's the issue considered by the Supreme Court. Now, we received some passionate responses to our coverage of this, so we've invited NPR's Nina Totenberg in to listen to those responses with us. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Steve.
Now, a lot of the emails were about your choice of words, and let's hear one comment from a listener.
My name is Robert Best. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. In Nina Totenberg's story, I heard a subtle slant. In at least three instances, one by Ms. Totenberg herself, the pregnant girls were referred to as, quote, women. By labeling these minors as women, you have effectively marginalized all related parental rights and obligations.
So that's one point of view from one listener, and we got another from Charles Sardison of Stafford, Virginia, who writes, listening to your coverage of the New Hampshire abortion law, I heard repeated references to the mother. Permit me to suggest, he says, that you were in fact referring to a pregnant girl in need of an abortion, and that describing her as a mother inserts inappropriate overtones. So Nina Totenberg, there are two very different points of view, people asking if there are political motivations behind the nouns that you use.
Well, you know when you write a piece like this, that no matter what you say, the nouns are going to, they all carry some baggage. So I referred to minors, women, pregnant girls, patients, mother. I used every word you could use and tried to use them interchangeably so that everybody would be happy or mad.
Looking back, do you regret any of these word choices? For example, calling this pregnant minor a mother?
No, because she is a mother until she has an abortion. She has an unborn child or fetus in her. She is a mother. She's also a pregnant girl. She's also a woman. So you try to use different words, use them equally, be an equal opportunity reporter, as it were.
Let's get another comment now from Karen Wideven of McFarland, Wisconsin, who says, in your story, you failed to mention what to me is clearly one of the most important reasons a teen may not be able to contact her parents for permission for an abortion. Incest. She writes, I know in polite society we like to pretend it doesn't happen, but it's like the elephant in the living room that no one talks about.
The first answer to that is that this case is not about incest. It's about whether a law like New Hampshire's has to have an exception to preserve the health of the mother, the patient, the teenager. Incest is not that kind of an immediate crisis. And New Hampshire's law, and the law of every other state with a parental notification law, because it's mandated by the Supreme Court, has a provision for a so-called judicial bypass, where if you're the victim of incest, for example, you can go to a judge and say, I don't want to tell my parents because it's my father who's been raping me, and then you can get an abortion without telling your parents.
So you didn't mention it because it wasn't at issue in this particular
case. It wasn't particularly at issue in this case, but we did get a lot of letters about it.
Nina, if you'll permit me, because I listen to your pieces too, if I can ask you one question as a listener. Normally, when we hear your reporting on Supreme Court arguments, you're playing all the roles. You're repeating the words of the justices since the proceedings are not normally recorded and released to the public. A couple of times recently, including this abortion case, they have been. What's going on?
In fact, we've had two times in the last week that the court has released audio of its arguments. In fact, this is not as unusual. It just feels that way. There have been 11 cases in the last 4 years since Bush versus Gore in which the court has released the audio. And so they have been somewhat more open to, in important cases, saying, okay, you can have the audio on a same-day basis once the argument is over.
Well, we'll be listening for future cases. Nina, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. If you'd like to send us a comment about the program, just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And also at our website, you can read a roundup of abortion decisions by the United States Supreme Court.
Oh, yay. All persons having business before the Honorable, the Supreme Court of the United States, are admonished to draw near and give their attention, for the court is now sitting. God save the United States and this honorable court.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.